Call.
This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, hour three. We roll on this morning. Nate Kreckman's going to join us in 30 minutes. We're going to talk about the Buffaloes and Broncos after a weekend of, oh my gosh, what the heck happened? To watch the Buffaloes lose to Oregon 42-6 and think, this is pretty bad. And then watch the Broncos the next day lose 70-20. Not a really good night, a weekend in the Mile High City. So we'll talk to Nate Kreckman, Altitude Sports Radio, about that. And especially Sean Payton, who I've got to think is more like, what have I gotten myself into? What exactly am I doing? I don't know what's going on. He did watch the tape, did make the players watch the tape. Probably a good thing. Some coaches go, I'll throw it away. So we do have top five, bottom five to do. Did you want to start with our top five, bottom five, or do you want to do top five Nate Kreckman, bottom five? We're letting you into the crazy world of the of producing on the fly as we go. I think we should jump right into top five.
We should just jump right into it.
Let's do it. And we're giving you our top first, and then we'll do the bottom of more fun coming up in the next segment. But nevertheless, listen, this is one of those weeks where I got five teams, but I'm nitpicking on the order. I could probably have shuffled them around a little bit because I like all these teams as the way they're playing right now. But I'm going to start with number five, and that's the Buffalo Bills. I might be wrong about the Bills. The Bills have really turned it on. The two opponents that they've had, the Las Vegas Raiders and the Washington Commanders, haven't exactly been super stellar, but nevertheless, the Bills' offense is now really clicking. Those two games, they're averaging 37.5 points in each of those victories after an opening loss to the Jets. So while not undefeated, I feel like, okay, you know what? You're supposed to beat these teams pretty handedly. You did beat these teams pretty handedly. And Buffalo at 2-1, I got you as the number five team.
You know, I let me say this. I also went with the Bills because the Bills just absolutely destroyed the Commanders. But I was going back and forth. And the reason why I was going back and forth was because, I've had the Cowboys top of the list in my top five.
Right.
But I was going to put them at five. But I feel like the Cowboys need to be punished. And okay. So I put them in timeout.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably be back next week. Don't worry, Cowboys. You'll get all your goodies back next week. But for this week, I had to kick you out because you can't lose to a team that's openly tanking.
No, I did too. I did not put the Cowboys in the top five.
You got to kick them out. Even though I know they're better than the Bills right now, and I think they're one of the top, they're definitely a top five team in the NFL. But you have to kick them out because it was unfair. But for the Bills, it's what a transition it's been since week one where they couldn't beat a team that was devastated to just absolutely doing anything they wanted on the Sunday afternoon against the Commanders.
I thought the drama would start rising up, and it still could, but I really thought that there was drama on this team that was getting underreported. They kind of felt like Stephon Diggs was problematic, but I thought that there was more to that. It has not popped up. This team is clicking. Defensively, they've done their job as well. They don't even have Von Miller available, and so that's why I got the Bills at five, like you. Number four, the team that played last night, the Philadelphia Eagles. Last night was, again, sloppy kind of game. I get it. But you know what? This team is going to burst, and when it does, it's going to be great. Their defense was fantastic last night. I mean, this is a Georgia defense with Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. Carter said yesterday, this defense is awesome. This defense is awesome. Listen, I said earlier, my top five is you can just roll the dice and put them in kind of any order. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles are worse than the three teams ahead of them. It's that I like the three teams ahead of them and what they've done a little bit more than the Eagles, even though the Eagles are 3-0. I still think that this team is going to put together one of these perfect games and remind you how really, really well built they are. But I got to tell you, they did it against the Vikings, and they did it again last night. This push-from-behind thing, I don't like at all. I'm sorry. I know they can do it at that level. I don't like it.
Wait. The Eagles did a push-from-behind play?
Yeah, right.
Just once, or did they do it 18 times?
Yeah, they've done it 18 times. They do it all the time.
Just in the game alone.
It's crazy.
I hear what you're saying. I have the Eagles a little bit later on. But for my number four is the Chiefs. Yeah, I think they're doing the nice climb back up to in our good graces after a slow start. But I think they found their groove. I think they're doing everything. And listen, you know, 5 billion Taylor Swift fans can't be wrong about a team, right?
I guess not.
That's the bottom line.
Is that what we're going to do now?
They know football.
Is everything Taylor approved?
She was there. She was jumping up and down, cleans up after herself.
Well, I'll continue that thought because I have the Chiefs third. I am just ahead of Philadelphia because that week one loss was without two key players, including Mr. Taylor Swift. But nevertheless, they went to Jacksonville and beat Jacksonville when I thought the Jags were good, really good. But now Jags are struggling a touch. But again, when you play a team like the Bears, this is your opportunity to be like, okay, let's get this over with and done. They did. They did not let the Bears in a fight at all. They took care of business like you're supposed to. And Patrick Mahomes, already 3 games in, has 7 touchdown passes.
Yes.
So this is top 5 in passing yards, top 10 in offense.
They turned it around.
A ton of points.
It was one of those things where we both had question marks. This is the first time I think I've had them in the top 5.
Yeah.
Because I had question marks about them.
So number 3 for you?
Number 3 for me is the Eagles.
Eagles.
I don't know about the offense. Well, I do know about the offense. I like Jalen Hurts a lot. I like the addition of Swift. That was probably might be one of the best pickups by a team.
Yeah,
this
no
year.
Doubt. No, yeah, DeAndre Swift is playing great.
He is fantastic. The receiving core is good. I'm glad that, you know, AJ Brown's not yelling at anybody. He got fed last night, so he's happy. But really, it's that defense. I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again. I think there might be something to just drafting a defense from one school.
It's good.
and not only from one school, but it being like, you know, that school being known for its defense.
Yeah.
I don't like the, the push-tush or tush-push or whatever.
Whatever they call that. I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan of it either. I think, hey, it's great every once in a while, but I think part of the problem is it felt like they were 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 every single, like 2 or 3 times a drive.
Yeah.
And that was what they went to. And I feel bad for someone like, say, Jason Kelce, who's probably at the bottom of the pile with all these 300-pound men on top of him.
Very true.
That's got to be a lot of weight.
All right, number 2 on my list. This is where I put the 49ers. And the 49ers have scored 30 points in every one of their victories, which means if you're going to beat them, you got to score 31. Good luck, because that defense isn't giving up 20. So good luck. No, in all seriousness...
I have the Niners at 2 as well.
This is the team that is exactly what people thought. This is Brock Purdy playing better than people expected out that injury. This is Christian McCaffrey being exactly Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, what injury? But this is a team that, again, is exactly the way it was well-designed. Listen, we can rip this team apart for the Trey Lance pick. But the reason you rip teams apart when they whiff on a first-round pick at quarterback is because it damages them down the line. This is not going to damage this team down the line. It is a mistake. They admitted it. They cut ties with it. And now they're going. They're getting ready for a Super Bowl.
They put it in the past.
A Super Bowl run.
They put it in the past. Listen, we just talked about the Jets. You know, I mean, it's really looking like the Jets whiffed on a number 2 overall pick just a few years ago.
Right.
And the problem is with the Jets is that there's no plan on moving forward.
And the Jets, who whiffed on Sam Darnold, another top 5 pick, had to spend 2 top 5 picks on quarterbacks they don't want on the team anymore.
The 49ers may have
traded for Trey Lance and all of the picks that went with that. They traded up to get him. But they erased it by having a starting quarterback who was the last overall pick, acquiring Christian McCaffrey, and now in a window of time, they're going to be in competition for a Super Bowl for the next couple of years, enough to erase the damage that the Trey Lance pick was supposed to give any other team in the league, but it's not going to affect this team.
We'll forget about it, and you know what? And the funny thing is, it won't go down as one of the biggest busts in NFL history. It will in the sense that number 3rd overall, what they gave up, but like you said, if it really hurt them, we would be talking about this a lot more, but it was like a little blip on them, yep. a little blip on their screen. It was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I had a little mosquito bite. Let me just get rid of that real quick.
Yep, we tried something. It didn't work. We moved on, and we're going to compete for a championship.
Yeah. Good. I mean, would it surprise anyone if they win the Super Bowl this year? No.
Number one, if you put 70 on the board, you're going to be the number one team in the top five. You got to be number one. That's it. If you're going to be the first team since the merger to put up 70 points, you are going to be number one. What they did was embarrassing to the Denver Broncos, and they weren't even trying to embarrass the Denver Broncos. They just kept scoring because the Broncos didn't want to tackle anybody. And so, yeah, Achane is going to run for a touchdown because everyone's on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. Good for
them. I mean, what's he supposed to do, right? Is he supposed to just run out of bounds, or is he supposed to just – I mean, the only thing that I guess would have been more embarrassing if he did do the Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl run.
Right, run around,
don't score an end zone, just keep running around in circles because no one can catch him.
It's a fantastically built football team that is absolutely brilliantly coached. And Tua is one of the top leaders in passing. He's right behind Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins is doing so because his team's 0-3 and has to chuck it up a lot. Tua's doing it with a 3-0 record, weapons around. They didn't have Jalen Waddle, and they scored 70 points. For the love of Pete, what are we doing?
I mean, we learned a running back's name this week. I had no idea who Achane was.
Yep.
I promise you, I had to look it up.
That can happen.
It's just, you know, I think he got 50 fantasy points, and he was guaranteed, or he was projected to get one.
So there's your top five. Congratulations to the Dolphins for being number one on both of our lists.
Yeah.
All right.
That was an easy number one, right?
Yeah, that was an easy
probably one of the easiest number ones I think we'll ever have this season.
Bottom five coming up next as we continue. It's Wake Up Call. If you want to throw in yours, hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. It's Wake Up Call continues on Sports Map Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so this is the worst of the worst. This is the bottom five after 3 weeks of the National Football League. Again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's.
And I always feel like we got to preface it. Sometimes it's not because they're the worst team in the NFL.
No, that's because we don't go to the records and go, here are the records. Sometimes these teams just give us a bad taste in our mouth. We don't like it.
Yeah.
Even if they're 1-2, or even if they could be 2-1. But
I had the Chargers in it last week because they made me mad.
That's right. All right. I'm going to go with this is 28 all the way to 32. Let's start with 28. I got the Vikings here, and I have zero idea why this is problematic. What is going on in Minnesota? Now, is it possible? Again, this was the big smoke and mirrors that they were doing last year. They were winning close games. And now they're losing close games. Is this the football gods going, you know, when you go to a roulette wheel, you may hit on black 17 out of 18 spins, but eventually red's going to come up a lot too. Is that what it is?
Last year
they were just on the right side of the close games, but in the end, the long term, it's going to be about 50-50, and now they're losing close games?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's that deal you make with the devil.
Maybe
where he gives you everything you want, but then payment is due. And
right.
This is the payment.
Kirk Cousins already has over 1,000 yards passing. But again, because they're in these tight matchups.
Future Jet.
Right? Yeah. Now, the three teams they've lost to are pretty good record-wise, except for the Chargers.
We'll get there.
But, you know, like, I don't know what else to say. This is just not a very good football team right now. And again, as I said yesterday, when you're at home, you control the crowd. You could have spiked the ball and got a play in, but instead, when you're going around looking at the sidelines going, Affleck! Like, figure it out. You're not on the road. You control the clock.
Yeah.
So Minnesota, 29. 28.
I mean. 28 for me. This is where I had the Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay.
Yeah, no, I
even
know.
Even if a win? Even after an exciting Josh Dobbs win?
You know why?
Yeah.
They forgot who they thought they were.
Right, good point. You're going to punish them for winning?
I am going to punish them for winning. You forgot who you were, Cardinals.
All right.
You're not supposed to be beating teams. You're doing this for the long haul, for the next season, for the journey. God, it was so disappointing to see you actually try and go out there and win.
Even beating the Cowboys?
Even beating the Cowboys.
Making
what
a lot of fun?
Thinking?
Making it a lot more fun for Cowboy fan to panic?
Sure. You know what? I mean, it was more probably more Cowboy, you know, just doing Cowboy things than Cardinals doing Cardinals thing. But Cardinals, you need to realize you forgot who you were.
Yeah.
You know who you are deep down inside. You're the team looking for the number one overall draft pick. Beating the Cowboys isn't going to help you get there.
Yeah,
that was an easy game. You could have got blown out 70 to nothing, and none of us would have batted an eye.
But Josh Dobbs is becoming Journeyman X, wants a job next year.
He does. I mean, you know what? I heard a bunch of news reports. There was an asteroid that just got delivered to Houston, right, so they could study it.
Yeah, get over
Josh
there.
Josh Dobbs, you're calling. It's get your calling it. Card. Get over there.
When the asteroid is coming and they need us to send a nuclear missile to space, Dobbs is going to get called out of the game.
I want him to be on that mission.
Exactly. All right, number 29 for me. I put the Tennessee Titans here. They're 1-2, and here's the thing. They cannot score. They cannot get into the end zone. Unless they play the Chargers, then they can get in the end zone.
Thanks.
They've had two of their games in which they were held to a total of 6 field goals. They were held to 3 points against the Browns. They were vomiting on themselves the whole game. This is a mess, a messy, messy team. They don't have any offensive identity. Derrick Henry's not running over people. DeAndre Hopkins isn't really working out that well. Tannehill can't find any receivers to throw to. This is a really bad, bad team. I'm sorry, this is a bad team. So Tennessee, you're 29.
Yeah, 29 for me. I'll pick up. You said you didn't know what the words were for the Vikings.
Right.
And I'm going to pick up right where you left off.
Okay.
They're terrible.
They are.
They're absolutely terrible. I think that I just, you know what? I had the words. Now I don't have the words.
That's okay. I get it.
I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I just, there is something missing with this team, and I'm not 100% sure what it is. And I don't know if it's just actively, you know, just, I mean, we're going to play to the level of our competition each and every game and hope for the best. And because it literally, that game on Sunday was two opponents looking in the mirror. It was the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other. I know it's three Spider-Mans, so don't get on me, Twitter. But I know, you know, but that's what it was. It was two teams just pointing at each other going, you, we're the same. We're the same. And the Chargers just happened to be the ones that, you know, got the last second interception.
Right.
Versus
right.
The Vikings. That game could have gone either way. And yeah, sure. Honestly, it could have been the Chargers here in this spot once again. But instead, I got to put it to the Vikings because you coughed that game up. I'm sorry. That's what it was. You coughed the game up. You guys, it wasn't the Chargers beating you. You guys lost it on your own.
Well, like I said earlier, when you win so many games one way, you're now losing games the other way.
Yeah, and I really and do I think that's that happening. This is punishment. This is, you know, the mirror effect happening right now.
All right, number I had the Carolina Panthers down at 30. They're 0-3, but I got rid of them. I said, you know what? That's not to talk about a team that had a rookie quarterback. Andy Dalton's now playing, but they're still that was an entertaining game in Seattle.
They're not.
That is a long
terrible.
Road trip. They're not playing that bad, but they get a little bit more leeway. Given again, they started with Bryce Young. He didn't play against Seattle. It was Andy Dalton, but still. But I decided on this one for 30. I put the Giants here.
Ooh.
And I put the Giants here because they've got a problem, and that problem is costing them $40 million a year. Daniel Jones is the kind of quarterback where everything better be perfect or he can't give you what you need. And that is a bad, bad situation. You're going to need your quarterback to put you in the fight, even if everything is falling apart. That's what I said Friday of last week. I didn't expect them to beat San Francisco. I don't think anybody is capable of beating San Francisco before the kickoff. I'm not going to put anybody in the category of, yeah, this should be an easy win over the 49ers. But Daniel Jones, if nothing is going right, he doesn't have that extra gear that says, I'm going to take it and we're going to at least be competitive. No, Daniel Jones goes, well, I'm with everybody else. We're going nowhere. And that's a problem for this team. Again, 1-2, they needed a big comeback against Arizona, or the Cardinals would be 2-1. So I'm leaving the Giants there. I'm going to give Carolina a pass. They are not in my bottom five, But I'm putting the Giants here.
You know, I did the same thing with the Panthers. I didn't put them in my – I had them in my bottom five. I took them out. I was like, you know, it's really not your fault, Panthers. You know, I'm giving you a pass. I do not have the Giants. I love the fact that you put the Giants in there. And the only thing I can think of is for Daniel Jones, he is probably the happiest man in New York right now.
And if there's another quarterback that's as bad as he is.
And this is my number 30, which is the New York Jets.
Yeah, I should have the Jets in here.
Maybe it's Giants slash Jets, Jets slash Giants. They have the exact same problem.
Here is why I don't have the Jets here. I don't have the Jets here because the Jets, it's Zach Wilson. The Giants, it's defense that can't get pressure.
Okay.
It's defense that can't get tackles. It's an offensive line that's terrible. It's Saquon Barkley who's hurt.
Again.
It's a quarterback that can't get out of his own way.
I like your reasoning.
It's a coaching staff. But if you take the Jets and you remove Zach Wilson and put in a competent quarterback, you've at least got a middle-of-the-road team.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? The Giants, to me, seem irrelevant. I forget that they're in the NFL.
Right.
So I completely forgot to even think about the Giants, even though it's like my entire family's favorite team except for me. But for me, it's the Jets. And it only comes down to this. I like the weapons that they have. I like the defense that they have. Management has got to make a decision, and they got to do it today.
They do.
They have to do it today. You just had the King Jet, say to you guys openly, publicly, for the entire nation. The entire nation, this is the second biggest story in the NFL after Taylor Swift in the NFL. Joe Namath saying, just get rid of him. I mean, that's...
Let him go.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
no
it. You're
working.
Done. Go, I don't know, who's the backup again? I know we've looked 1,000 times, and I've already forgotten who it is. Just start him. I mean, you're at that point now. It's like it doesn't matter anymore. And it's just ridiculous for you to have him on your roster moving forward.
All right, so now we get to the bottom five, the bottom two.
Yep.
Two teams that are playing this weekend. How are we going to divide this up to 31 and 32? Well, I'll give you the answer. For me, the number 31 team is the Chicago Bears.
Oh!
I put the Chicago Bears, who got shellacked by the Chiefs. They're 0-3. The organization is a disaster. Complete mess. They have not got the right coach. They definitely are now looking as if they don't have the right quarterback. But you give up 70 points in an NFL game, you're going to be my bottom one.
I have it flipped the other way because, Broncos, you gave up 70 to a running back that I've never heard of. And Bears, you're just terrible.
So you have the Bears the last team at 32?
No, I have Bears at 31, Broncos at 32.
Just like me.
So no, Bears. No, I'm sorry. No, I have a flip-flop. You're right.
Okay. All right, Nate Kreckman next.